news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the saying goes, he said the quiet part out loud again.
$3.5 billion for something that'll turn out to be fraudulent. That's election money, basically. They want $3.5 billion for the mail-in votes, okay, universal mail-in ballots. They want $25 billion for the post office. Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. Now, in the meantime, they aren't getting there. By the way, those are just two items. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting because they're not equipped to have it.
Donald Trump acknowledged Thursday that he's starving the U.S. Postal Service of money in order to make it harder to process an expected surge of mail-in ballots, which obviously he's worried could cost him the election. In an interview on Fox Business Network, Trump explicitly noted two funding provisions that Democrats want in a relief package that's unfortunately stalled on Capitol Hill. Without the additional money, he said, the Postal Service won't have the resources to handle all the ballots from voters who want to avoid going to the polls during the pandemic. Critics say there's no evidence to support Trump's claim that mail-in voting leads to fraud, and that by linking the Postal Service funding to mail-in voting, Trump is trying to manipulate the election. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that Rhode Island can let voters cast mail-in ballots without in-person witness verification during the coronavirus crisis, rejecting a challenge by Republicans. The decision marked the court's first ruling on a voter relief policy related to the pandemic. As you'd expect, Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch dissented. Where's Kavanaugh? Expressing support for granting the stay that the state and national Republicans requested. But wait, there's more. The U.S. Postal Service now plans to remove hundreds of high-volume mail processing machines from facilities across the country, leading postal workers to fear they may have less capacity to process mail during the expected election season rush. Now, as for funding to prepare election offices for this unprecedented vote, the Democrats included it in their HEROES Act, which the House passed back in May, but Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans have ignored. But new stimulus talks are at a complete standstill, and Congress is officially gone for its August recess. Let me say that again. The nation is in crisis, besieged by a global pandemic so mismanaged by those in charge that the U.S. is the epicenter of the global outbreak. And Congress has gone home for the month with no action taken to provide relief for the millions of unemployed Americans, those facing eviction, lacking health insurance, and facing food insecurity. Yep, the Senate on Thursday adjourned until September 8th. Suggesting a deal is weeks away at best. Meanwhile, 28 million Americans remain unemployed without the now expired relief provided in the first stimulus package. Trump has issued four executive orders, which are toothless and accomplish nothing, except continuing his gaslighting of America. On Thursday, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden and his new running mate, Kamala Harris, called for everyone to wear face coverings whenever they're outside.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months if people act responsibly.
In response, Trump actually accused Biden of politicizing the coronavirus crisis. He said the federal government shouldn't impose on law-abiding Americans to have this goal, adding, Americans must have their freedoms. And you knew it was just a matter of time before he went there. Just one day after Joe Biden announced that Kamala Harris would be his running mate, Newsweek ran an op-ed questioning Harris's eligibility. Let's call it birtherism 2.0. The reality is that Kamala Harris was born in California and is therefore a U.S. citizen, but that hasn't stopped Trump from going there yet again.
So I just heard that she doesn't meet the requirements. And by the way, the lawyer that wrote that piece is a very highly qualified, very talented lawyer. I have no idea if that's right. I would have assumed the Democrats would have checked that out before she gets chosen to run for vice president. But that's a very serious. You're saying that they're saying that she doesn't qualify because she wasn't born in this country.
No, she was born in this country, but her parents did not. The claims say that her parents did not receive their permanent residence at that time.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I just heard about it. I'll take a look.
Unbelievable. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.